We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. You can also visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let's go out to the fan hotline, and we'll be joined by our friend Alex Stumpf of DK Pittsburgh Sports. He is in New York right now covering the Pirates-Mets series. 4-3 defeat at the hands of the Mets for the Pirates last night. Good morning, Alex. How's everything?
Hey, Cale, doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Maybe dragging a little bit this morning. Long night, high school football coverage and stuff, but I'm feeling good. I'm ready to talk baseball and excited to talk to you, my man.
Oh, same here, besides the football part.
Well, let's start, you know, with one of the positives from last night. I read your story or saw you had a story today about Derek Shelton leaving Mitch Keller in there to, you know, get himself out of that jam in the sixth inning last night and really showing the progression of Mitch Keller. You know, look back over his last four starts. I think it's like a 180 ERA or something like that. What were your impressions of Mitch Keller's performance last night? And what more can you just say about the leaps and bounds and strides that he has made this season for the Pirates?
Yeah, I think the big thing is yesterday – there's a big moment in the sixth inning, close ball game, bases loaded, two outs. Shelton goes out to the mound, not to immediately pull him. He wants to see where his headspace is. He wants to see, do you have a plan on how you want to attack this hitter? And Keller convinced him to stay out there. And Shelton's like, he said exactly what I wanted to hear. I kept him in there. I trusted him. I was rewarded for that trust. And the big thing was, in that clubhouse afterwards, they asked him, like, do you think a year ago you would have given that same answer? And he said, definitely not. So I think that's the biggest thing that we've seen from Mitch Keller this year, that the confidence is there, the trust in the stuff is there. And you know what? Watching him last year, I don't think Mitch would have been able to convince him to stay in that game. I think he would have taken the out and hoped that the reliever would have cleaned it up. And he's like, okay, that's still a pretty good day at the office for Mitch Keller. No, yeah. He wanted to finish what he started. Really good sign for someone who's really important for this rotation going forward. That's one of those, maybe it wasn't his best start, but it was one of those, hey, this guy is becoming a bulldog on the mound type moments.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've always talked about mentality with Mitch Keller, and I think bulldog is the perfect way to describe it. You know, there seems to be no fear. He wants to attack guys. He wants to get outs, and we've continued to see that maturation as the season has gone on. Speaking of maturation, O'Neill Cruz, you know, there were so many calls, you know, just even a month ago, people saying, oh, you got to send him down. He's not ready. Send him down. He's never going to figure it out up here. So many people that were, you know, pessimistic and down on O'Neill Cruz. And, you know I was one of the guys who was saying, you know, let him figure it out. Give him time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Guys don't come immediately up to the major leagues and have success. Very, very few guys do that. It takes time to get adjusted and figure this whole thing out. We've really seen that come to fruition and play out with O'Neill Cruz. Another really good performance for him last night. What are you seeing for Cruz or from Cruz, you know, at the plate and in his setup, in the way that he is going about his business, that really is presenting to you the development that we are, you know, simply seeing in the stat sheet? What are you seeing intangibly from O'Neill Cruz?
He looks a lot more comfortable up here. And the big thing that we've seen lately, he's able to lay off breaking balls. He's swinging at better pitches. And a lot of that is just becoming more accustomed to the major league game. Derek Shelton has said it. Ben Cherington has said it. He's said it. It's one of those, look, you cannot learn how to hit a major league breaking ball in AAA. That's one of those immersion things. You have to face major league pitching. And the results were, you know, kind of ugly for a while.
Yeah.
And not saying that they're great right now, but he at this moment has an above average OPS. He's got one of the highest slugging percentage ever for a Pirate shortstop. And, you know, he's still a rookie. This is far from his potential. He's still growing. But I think we might have hit that tipping point of, like, whenever you – not to say that there aren't going to be stretches, whatever, it's, you know, ugly or it's like, oh, man, he's still got a lot of growing to do. But this – it kind of feels like we've hit the tipping point of, like, no, O'Neill Cruz has proven he's going to be a good big league player. It's now, okay, how good can he get? Because he could be great.
Yeah, you translate this to over a 162-game season. It's, you know, over 30 home runs, around 100 RBIs, just – really, really exciting numbers for O'Neill Cruz.
With maybe 30 stolen bases, and again, like, not even his best stuff right now. Like, I don't think this is, like, the max level O'Neill Cruz. And whenever we're talking about shortstop, 30-30 season with 100 RBIs, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just tantalizing stuff to think about. And, you know, your point about the breaking balls, like, you're only going to see this stuff at the major league level. It's going to have to come with time. You're going to have to just get used to it and get the experience, because anyone with a breaking ball worth anything is not going to be a AAA. They're going to be in the majors throwing that breaking ball, you know. So, you know, that's a point that's very, very well taken. Joined by Alex Stumpf here of DK Pittsburgh Sports. We're talking Pirates on Bucko Talk on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Alex, we started with some of the positives from last night. We got to talk about another one of these. These moments that the Pirates have unfortunately had a lot of in the last couple of years. We've had a few of them this year over the last couple of months. You know, cell phones come to mind, base running blunders. Last night, the subject of this was Ke Bryan Hayes. And, you know, I just wanted to get your take on things. I've seen a lot of people on social media, Pirates fans, saying, well, you know, the ball wasn't even hit his way. The ball was never going to come his way. Who cares if he's, you know, spitting sunflower seeds and has his glove off? You know, he wasn't even involved in the play. I'm curious to know what your thoughts are on this, your take on this, because, you know, this is not something I necessarily expect from Ke Bryan Hayes.
No, this was surprising. And I'm going to start this off by saying that video hit Twitter and, you know, it started to go viral after we had left the clubhouse last night. So I don't have any insider information of what's going on there. That's going to be, you know, part of my project of what I actually do coverage-wise today.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, the way the play stands right now, he wasn't involved. So it's, you can make the argument it's not a big deal. But he could have been involved in, like, one of two ways, really. Like, if the base runner realizes going towards home, like, I don't have a play here, and you go back to third base, well, he's not exactly in a great position right now to go cover the base.
Yeah.
And also, whenever Joey Cora, the third base coach, is looking, do I wave this guy? Hayes isn't, you know, involved in the play. Corey's looking at two people, whatever that's happening on. He's looking at Ben Gamel in right field, and he's looking at Key at third base. And one of them is giving a clear indication that he is not 100% in this play right now. So that's a chance to wave. And Pittsburgh Pirates fans know Joey Cora loves to do the windmill. And, you know, that was an aggressive send, and
yeah,
it worked out. It was a play that, no, he wasn't involved in it in any way. But there are a couple different ways where him being 100% engaged could have made an impact, you know, in a different scenario right there. It just isn't a good look, and that's the big thing more than anything.
Yeah.
Yet, even if it's completely guiltless, you still had your glove off and you're popping sunflower seeds, whatever the best.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For scoring a run in a one-run game.
Yeah, and that's the point right there. I mean, it's, you know, you have to be ready to play and locked in, you know, not just when, at the bare minimum, when a ball's in play, but, you know, for every single pitch. You never know what can happen. Anything can transpire on a major league field. And like you said, those two scenarios where the ball could have came his way, you got to be ready to make a play and perform in that situation. And Ke'Bryan Hayes, unfortunately, was not last night. And I think the thing for me, I talked about this off the top of the show. It's like when you do something wrong and your parents say to you, you know, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. Ke'Bryan Hayes is the guy you kind of don't expect this from because, you know, he obviously comes from those major league bloodlines. He is that consummate professional, the guy that just goes about his business and is one of the veterans and you would think leaders on this team. Some of the young guys maybe that have been coming up through the ranks, you know, you still don't want to see it, but maybe you're more inclined to say, well, he's young, he'll learn. Ke'Bryan Hayes is not the guy you expect to see this from. You know, he's in that fraternity with like a Brian Reynolds and a David Bednar that those are the guys that are your clubhouse leaders, that are your consummate professionals. I think that's the thing for me when you look at the culture the Pirates are building and you know, the accountability they're trying to instill. Ke'Bryan Hayes has to be at the forefront of that. And last night's you know, situation, I wouldn't say necessarily implies that.
No, and you, to Key's defense here, like not talking about the specific play, the dude's grinded harder than pretty much anyone else in that clubhouse all year, which makes that play look even more out of character and puzzling. Yeah. Like we've never had this. I know people are going to point to like maybe him missing first base, but that was a weird fluke play, and it was never an effort thing with him. This is like the first time in 3 years up here that it just looked like the effort wasn't there, and that's so out of character for him. Not to say that maybe it wasn't. You know, like I said, we're going to talk to him. It's something that I'm definitely going to have to talk and ask Shelton about, you know, try to get a better understanding here because, yeah, it's not a good look. And I know I've said that before, but boy, oh boy, is it not a good look.
Joined by Alex Stumpf here from DK Pittsburgh Sports on Bucco Talk. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. A couple more for you here, Alex, and we'll let you run here. You know, grab some breakfast there, maybe a bodega bacon, egg, and cheese there in the Big Apple. I wanted to go back to earlier this week on Thursday, JT Brubaker. You know, not really the outing we've become accustomed to seeing from Brubaker over the last couple of months or so. He has been another guy in this Pirates rotation that has been, you know, really, really good and taking a lot of strides, just like, you know, Keller and what we've seen from Contreras as well this year. What was your assessment of Brubaker on Thursday? And then do you have any, you know, kind of update or insight onto the medical situation? Because he did get pulled from that game in the third with that right lat strain.
No, we're still waiting for something on the medical side. And I think that really did play an impact in that start, because he wasn't able to locate glove side, and that's kind of where his sinker does his best, whatever it's either running away from right-handers or he's jamming it into left-handers. He didn't have that. He left a fastball over the plate to a left-hander. He paid for it. I think that start was more or less anything. Like, he wasn't feeling 100%, and the Mets took advantage of him getting out of what he really wanted to do on the mound right there. I wouldn't read too much into that one.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Alex, a couple more for you here. I wanted to ask you some larger baseball questions. One of the debates right now in the AL is who should be the MVP. Aaron Judge, obviously having a fantastic season at the plate for the Yankees. Shohei Ohtani is one of the most unique players we've seen of all time and has been doing it at the plate and on the mound as well. If you had the pick, Who would you have as your AL MVP? Would it be Aaron Judge? Would it be Shohei Ohtani, and why?
I'm going to start off by saying that Shohei should be probably the most valuable player in baseball every single year he's healthy going forward. Like, this is going to be a Michael Jordan situation where every single year it's going to be like, well, he's got to finish first or second, and whenever it's second, we're going to pick just someone else just to mix it up right now. The fact that you're able to provide that level of offense and that level of starting pitching, if he was an above-average hitter and a number three starter, he would probably be the MVP by himself right there. So, like, no, he is actually the most valuable player. But if I had a vote, if Judge hit 62, I would vote for him. That's just too much baseball history. That's an American League record. That's something that, as of right now, the record is still 61 and an asterisk for Roger Maris in the American League. That's just too much.
Yeah.
You know, history to overlook right there. I would go with Judge if he hits 62. If he doesn't, then Shohei guilt-free. And Shohei should win like 4 or 5 at least if he stays healthy.
Alex, last one for you here. This is, you know, maybe a little bit late in the game for this question, but I haven't talked to you since then, so I wanted to get your thoughts. About 2 weeks ago, baseball announced those rule changes that will be implemented next year, you know, banning the shift, the pitch clock. I wanted to get your assessment, your thoughts on these changes that are coming to Major League Baseball as soon as 2023.
You know, it's a soul for soul moment for me there, because I was skeptical about the pitch clock coming into the year, and then I caught some minor league games, and I think it's really going to make an impact on major league game times and making the game more engaging. It's a shot clock. That's all you think of it as. It's a really good addition right there. I think it's long overdue for Major League Baseball. I know some people are a little hesitant about it, but I think once people get used to it, they're going to be like, yeah, I don't miss those 3.5-hour games. It's going to be good for the game. But, man, I love the shift. I think that was such a beautiful strategy that's been taken away. I get people who are like, well, I wish more balls up the middle or actually base hits. I wish there was less. That's a ground ball into the outfield that the second baseman's perfectly positioned for. This isn't, did I play well? This is, did I have the better analytics department and scouting departments to get Joey Gallo out? I don't know. I like the shift. I think it's a valuable way to exploit hitters right there. But as we know in baseball history, anytime the pitcher gains the advantage over the hitter, hits eventually take it away from them.
Thoughts on the enlarged bases before I let you go?
Oh, man, I'm so passionate about that.
Really? Okay. All right.
I don't know. Does anyone have a strong feeling about that?
I think it's dumb. Like, I don't understand the point. I've heard reasonings for, like, injuries.
Yeah, there's going to be less times that whenever a big pitcher like Zach Thompson comes by to cover the base and he's got size 27 shoes, he's not going to roll over the guy's ankle who's also hitting at the same time. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty funny that, you know, we have such two controversial rules that could have, you know, such paradigm shifting implications for not only how games are played, but how players are developed. And then it's like, and by the way, the bases are bigger.
It's just very weird. It's very bizarre. It's like that meme, like, where you have, like, the two, like, very, like, imposing, like, angry dragons, and you have the one with its tongue out, like, it doesn't know what it's doing. It's that meme. That's the exact replication or illustration of what these three rule changes are. It's like, whoa, pitch clock, no more shift, and we're going to make the bases bigger by, like, an inch. Very weird, but you know what? Hey. If they feel like that's what they got to do to keep guys healthy, that's what they got to do. Alex, appreciate the time as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your time in New York, and we'll talk to you soon back here in Pittsburgh, okay?
Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.